is the Pentagon. And here, in this Pennsylvania field, we honor their sacrifice by pledging to never flinch in the face of evil and to do whatever it takes to keep America safe. 17 years ago, your loved ones were among the 40 of Flight 93. 40 passengers and crew members on board the 8 a.m. United Airlines flight from Newark to San Francisco. They boarded the plane as strangers, and they entered eternity, linked forever as true heroes. Soon after takeoff, Flight 93 was hijacked by evil men bent on terror and conquest. Passengers and crew members began using their phones to call home. They learned that two planes had already crashed into the World Trade Center in New York City. Immediately, those on board Flight 93 started planning a response. Some said the Lord's Prayer. And then, they bravely charged the cockpit. They attacked the enemy. They fought until the very end. And they stopped the forces of terror and defeated this wicked, horrible, evil plan. Flight 93 crashed yards from where we stand.
Small fires in the woods, just small brush fires, the ground smoking, debris everywhere, pieces of metal, paper, insulation, wiring, and I just looked around and no people, you know, and I'm thinking, where are the people? And no people, you know, and I'm thinking, where are the people?
It appears to be just a dark cloud, like a puff of black. There were 45 people on board the hijacked United Airlines 757 when it nosedived into the ground at the edge of this old strip mine. Paula Pluta saw it all from her front yard and ran to the place the plane crashed.
Little pieces of metal. There wasn't anything there but little pieces of metal. I unfortunately did not see bodies because I don't think I could have handled that.
No piece of wreckage was larger than a telephone book. No identifiable bodies were found.